Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Today I want to talk to you about OCD, fear of anxiety, and meta-OCD. Any OCD theme can come down to two things. It can come down to fear of the content. What if I actually did something and forgot? What if I'm actually going to do something? What if I'm actually going to cause harm? That's being in content. And the other side of it is fear of anxiety. Maybe I won't actually cause harm, but I'm just going to have this thought forever. What if OCD never goes away? Bob Online said OCD doesn't go away, it stays chronic. What if he is right? And then the person starts to again go down the same pathways, the Reddit, the Googling, the checking, the scrolling through countless videos, trying to figure this out. And this fear can keep you paralyzed and can keep you stuck in chronic OCD because you feel like you are trying to find information, you're being proactive about your recovery, but you're not. You're literally just ruminating and doing compulsions. So you have to treat this meta OCD as well as OCD about anxiety. And also with OCD about anxiety, I should have done a separate video on it. There's a lot to say on that topic. When you notice that feeling of anxiety, that becomes almost sensory motor type of mix. With sensory motor OCD, people will say, but I notice my breathing, but I notice my blinking. Well, here the person is noticing their anxiety. And again, how do you treat this? You get the thought, image, feeling, sensation. You view it as outside noise. It's construction noise outside. Yeah, something is happening. Yeah, I have the feelings, physical feelings, emotional feelings, worries, what if this never goes away? Sure, it's not true. It's just what my OCD does. It's just another theme. I'm not taking it seriously. And it's the choice to not take it seriously. So you're not saying, I need to have the right feeling. You're not chasing any feeling. You're not trying to do things just right. You're saying, I've seen this movie before. I'm not buying it. I'm going on. That's how you need to be. And the second you say this is not the second that OCD goes away. This is another mistake people frequently make because they think that, well, I was disregarding all day. I just don't understand why the thoughts are still here. And the truth of the matter is that it doesn't work the second that you disregard. What actually happens is the second you disregard, OCD comes back even stronger to pull you back into your usual behavior of taking it seriously. So you have to withstand the storm. Don't worry about what the anxiety is doing. Is it more today? Is it less? Stop testing, stop checking, stop Googling, stop Redditing, stop asking everybody around you. Stop those behaviors. You need to be very, again, this is why I have the app. You have to be very accountable for all of your OCD behaviors. Because all of them are doing damage. And if you are not accountable, then you are doing damage wondering why am I not recovering? Do you know what I'm saying? And it's not a perfect process every single day, right? Like you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have times where you failed. But again, the way the app is set up, you start again. So every time period is separate, right? Like we just restart the game and we try to do a little bit better. Every single time, you will see that this works. But the one thing I want you to take away from this video is you have to treat OCD about anxiety, OCD about recovery as just another thing. Yes, you can fully recover, but to fully recover, you have to disregard these themes the same as any other theme. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't. If you would like to talk with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. I'll see you tomorrow.